Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. And this one's for veterinary technicians and nurses out there. Well, it's for everybody, but you know, technician utilization is huge when we're talking about spectrum of care. Maybe our technician appointments could potentially be done at home, but how do we do that? And I brought a wonderful friend of mine and of yours that you probably see on social media. He's on our editorial advisory board. Veterinary technician Mike Natale is in the house. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Adam. Good. How are you? Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming back on the podcast. Always a pleasure to have you because, you know, listeners, he's got, and I invite all of you out there, you're welcome to be a guest on the show, but I just like his story that he's sharing because it's really cool. And I, from the previous podcast, I forgot to tell you this before I recorded, we had an individual that reached out to us about your teaching ability that you did. And it inspired her to actually look at her community college to work at the technician program, and she's doing it. So shout out to you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So just to kind of get the listeners caught up a little bit on that, Mike, you're a teacher. Congratulations on that. So tell us what you do.
Yeah, so I do a couple of different things, but I am a licensed veterinary technician, and I also teach a 2-year veterinary medicine program at the high school level, where these students, instead of going to a traditional high school, they come to me for half the day. They learn all aspects and routes of veterinary medicine and career paths that they can go into, and then I also do own my own business.
Yeah, excellent. And you can check out his podcast interview on that because we specifically spoke about what he does for the kids in high school. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about spectrum of care. We covered that and it's tough these days. And also too, Mike, you know, where I'm practicing, we have an elderly clientele and literally half the battle is getting the clients in the car to drive. And so share with us a little bit about your business and what you're doing, where you're meeting clients, where they are at home.
Yeah, so I actually initially started the business solely just by myself, doing very minimal care as far as like anal glands, nail trims. I was big into education. And then fast forward a year after that, I actually partnered with a veterinarian locally as well. We are now co-owners in the business, and we actually elevated care further and do a lot more, such as laser therapy, in-home vaccines. We do cytopoint injections and even end-of-life care. So a lot of our clientele as well is the older generation, but also those that I'm close to New York City. So those that work in New York City that maybe get home super late or just don't have the time to get to the vet. So that's really our clientele. Luckily, we're very fortunate that our clientele really cares, you know, about their pets and they could do everything that, you know, they need to do. But our clients are just so grateful for being able to have us come to their homes to provide the best care as possible.
I love that. And I didn't even think about that, especially since the area that you're in outside of Manhattan, clients that, you know, just can't make it home in time for appointments. That's got to be amazing. What's some of the feedback been when you're chatting with these pet owners?
They love it. They love that they don't have to rush home, rush to the vet. They love that they're able to have a vet or a vet tech come into their home because some just can't drive anymore. Some are just really sick, unfortunately. Some have kids also, and just dragging 4 kids and the crazy dog to the vet, it's just a lot for maybe the mom or the dad. So that helps them a lot, and they're really, really appreciative. They leave us great reviews. They always follow up with us just saying how grateful they are for us, which is really rewarding from our end.
Yeah, so fulfilling. So if a technician's interested in doing something like this, what would be a piece of advice you would give them?
Yeah, so definitely research state law, of course. Know your scope of practice and what you're legally allowed to do. If you would love to do more, you could even consider partnering with a local veterinarian. Maybe that's something that you could do as well. And know your demographic, do your market research, see if there's any other businesses similar to that out there. And go for it. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Start small so that you can handle it, and who knows where it will grow.
I think of some of those cases that do take a little bit of time. I mean, one, you really want to have spend the time with them on educating them. And then two, sometimes it just take a little bit longer depending on how spicy, if any, the cat or dog may be. And I think of like subcutaneous fluids, for instance, and talk to them about kidney disease. What has your experience been now that you're doing home care like this versus doing it in the exam room?
Honestly, pretty much the same thing. I have not truly found a huge difference besides having the client majorly involved. My other place of employment that I do per diem at, we do have the clients with us as well. So I'm pretty used to it, but for most people it might be a slight adjustment period. But it's all about communication at the end of the day. You need to communicate with the owners and explain to them what you're doing. If you need, them to hold the dog for any or cat, for that instance. If not, you might have to bring an assistant with you to help you. So you might have to add, an additional charge on for that. But overall, it's been great. Again, super appreciative. I don't see a major change in treating in the hospital versus in a client's home.
I would argue, though, that when you have chronic diseases, palliative care, and then, of course, end of life, but more of like your chronic disease patients and your chronic disease and what was the other one I just said? I just blanked out. Chronic and
Like,
palliative. Like
yeah.
it must be easier for the dog and cat just because it's, hard for them to move around and whatnot. So for you to do certain things, even a nail trim for that matter, has got to be much
Yeah.
better for them.
We have two specific clients that I'm just thinking of right now. One, the dog just freaks out in the car. It's an older dog. The owner does not do well taking the dog to the vet either. So we go there, and the dog does great. It's more of a less is more situation, and we draw blood. The dog does not have a good ALT. So we frequently are checking that for the blood work. And the dog does great every time we go. Of course, there's a little stress involved, but compared to going to the vet
Yeah.
traditionally, it's much better. And then we've also unfortunately just lost this patient, but we had another patient that the owner was physically unable to go to the vet. So we would often go to him, and recently we had to euthanize the pet, sadly. But the owner was so grateful that we were able to come there and be there for him and his dog. And what really broke my heart during that situation, this gentleman couldn't even get to the floor. And his one wish was he wanted to get down to the floor to give his dog a kiss goodbye after we had unfortunately had to euthanize. And we were both there. We helped him down. He gave the dog a kiss and we helped him back up. So it was really rewarding to see that, even though it was a really sad situation, it brought him peace. So that was nice to see.
And that's what life is all about too, right, Mike? Like that's the human animal bond in its beauty and glory right there, is the fact that you can go where they're, the client wants you to, the pet owner, and to give them that beautiful, special moment. I mean, we all know, and you guys listening know that that euthanasia, that end of life is the biggest, most imprinted memory that a pet owner will have on their pet. Why make it a beautiful experience like you just did for him? I love that.
Yeah.
What about, do you partner with other veterinary hospitals and clinics saying like, oh my gosh, Mike, we're so jammed and busy. Do you mind working with us? Like, what has
Yeah.
that been like?
So we actually get a lot from specialty hospitals, specifically surgical, or like IBDD or TPLOs, or major arthritis. But we do partner with a lot of them. We do a lot of laser therapy for these patients postoperatively, in the traditional home setting versus the clinic. And we will also go for blood work testing if the owner can't get there. Usually they're the older clientele that we'll see, or even Cytopoint injections. So instead of, again, if they can't make it there monthly, we'll go to them.
I love this as well because again, it's meeting them where they are. We're talking about, and you're living and breathing spectrum of care every day. You probably don't realize that you're doing it, and because there's so many different components to that, which I love. And what has been, now that you've been in this for a while, because how long has this been? Like about a year, would you
A
say?
little over a year now,
Over a
like
year. Wow.
going on.
What's one of the best experiences you've gotten from this, like a life lesson that you've learned from doing this now that you're an entrepreneur yourself?
Oh, I mean, so many. One, it's not easy. I
Yeah,
can
right.
tell you, running a business and learning the whole legal component of it was a lot. So spoke with a lot of lawyers, accountants, just to make sure we were doing everything appropriately. And learn that people are just so grateful when they can get the care that they need. And animals are treated properly and to the best of our ability and the owner's ability, to make sure that they have a healthy life.
I love that. That's awesome. And as we're wrapping up, I know we mentioned, just go for it, be your own boss and in charge of your destiny. Is there like a course that you would recommend, like CE, going to CE classes? I know, it's one thing, the veterinary technicians out there, you all do amazing work, but maybe sometimes maybe just need a little bit more like on the business side of things, understand how that's run. Is there any recommendations you would give them?
I mean, I do think speaking with other professionals that are in that space is a great start, just to get a basic foundation. Of course, CEs are great for this space. Every time I attend a conference, I attend business lectures as well. And then if you really want, obviously you can go to school for some stuff. I do have a degree in business and economics as well, so that helped. But I think going through the motions of it all is where you're going to learn the most.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Mike, Natalia, this is awesome. Where can they learn more or find you on social media?
They can find me at Simply Natalia on Instagram. That's my page, and feel free to message me, email me, whatever is easiest.
I saw him, this is the listeners, I saw him at New York Vet this year and last year. And you know how like at conferences, everybody, you see somebody and it's like two sheets in the wind, Everyone's busy doing something, but there's one thing I always recommend, and you and I always do this, is we stop, we say hello, we take time to say hello because life is too short. And that's what conferences are about, is like reconnecting with your friends and colleagues to say hello and grabbing a selfie,
Yes,
of course.
most importantly.
Yes. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show and continue to keep rocking it, pushing the innovation and inspiring your fellow veterinary technicians and nurses out there.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Of course. Thank you so much for tuning in, listeners. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.